IVM.
Welcome to SBI Life Insurance presents A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye. When we say money, happiness and freedom, we visualize maybe a huge mansion, a luxury car, a lavish recreational weekend, and all the things that mean abundance. With that visual in mind, when we look at investing, saving, insuring with our money, our typical question is, how much return will I get? The idea is simple, to get closer to that visualization. So today we are going to talk a little more about the second R, which stands for returns. If you have missed any of the previous episodes of this IRRR series, do listen to them in order to maintain the continuity. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a ladies' special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. One of my personal favorite podcast shows on IVM is The Habit Coach. And the icing on the cake was that the host was recently talking about money habits. He was interviewing the host of IVM's Paisa Vaisa, and the show summary was on point. They talked about how money can never buy you happiness, but it can definitely play a big part in getting you freedom. After listening to the show, there were 3 words running in my mind. Money, happiness, freedom. And that's what I want to talk about in today's Sip of Finance. When we say money, happiness and freedom, we visualize maybe a huge mansion, a luxury car, a lavish recreational weekend and all the things that mean abundance. With that visual in mind, when we look at investing, saving, insuring with our money, our typical question is, how much return will I get? The idea is simple, to get closer to that visualization. So today we are going to talk a little more about the second R, which stands for returns. If you have missed any of the previous episodes of this IRRR series, do listen to them in order to maintain the continuity. We are all in a race to reach our returns. Think about it. We went to school because we got our attendance. Only if we got the attendance did we get to attend our exams. Only if we could attend our exams, we could score. Only if we got the minimum passing marks, we were promoted to the next class. In fact, I remember during my MBA days, I used to go to college every day. But there were so many presentations and assignments and stuff. I had no choice but to prioritize between them. I used to prioritize presentations where we had a guest speaker coming in, and especially when attendance was compulsory. And this was the jugaad all the time. I was constantly thinking, what will I gain from this pain? This habit becomes our thought, belief, and then subconscious. And it also gets into our personal finances. So right after college, when we want to really start parking our money somewhere, we should just use the same formula. Just replacing marks with returns. And the fun fact is, this thought will never go out of fashion. Just last week, my son had an art assignment in school. He made a small wallet out of paper and drew something on it to give it a design. When I asked him to color it, he said, no, this is enough. Anyway, there are no marks for it. Let's solve this mystery. We always have the choice to spend our day the way we want. Same way, we have the choice to park our money where we want. According to human psychology, there's a typical behavior that we all exhibit. We always want our money to be with us only. And now, we are smart enough to understand that it can't always be with us. So we choose places where it stays safe even without our constant protection. Just like we choose safe hostels for our kids studying away from us. We spoke about that in the last episode where we discussed risk. One more way is to keep our money at a place where it will come back to us but in abundance. So someone says, just pay 50 rupees per day and you get 1 crore when you turn 60. And then what happens? We park it and we are happy for a bit. And then in a few years, we start missing it. Result? In financial terms, it's called premature withdrawals, surrenders, booking losses. When we accidentally break a glass bottle in the kitchen, naturally, we try to defend ourselves and try to blame it on something or someone else. Oh, this shelf is out of my reach. Maybe the carpenter made it wrongly. Similarly, when we pre-break this jar of money, we again become defensive and say things like, maybe the instrument is not for us. Our luck doesn't work in this instrument. Our advisor fooled us or something on those lines. These days when I meet anyone in the age group of 18 to 25, they are dreaded with this. They say, we just don't want to get in this rut. We believe in YOLO. We spend, and save just a little for the sake of our parents' advice. Solution? Here are 3 tips for you. Firstly, don't park your money without a clarity of thought. If you want to launch a startup after 10 years, then the money has to be parked accordingly for 9 to 12 years. Revisit my episode on financial makeup to know more about this. This foundation of a financial checklist will be very necessary for you. Because parking money is not just long term. It is micro, short, mid, long and super long term. Secondly, remember the karma cycle. If you commit to parking your money for 10 years somewhere and in 2 years you have 100 reasons to stop the flow, you will have disadvantages. And nobody is to be blamed there. Thirdly, doing a comparison between different options where you can put your money to get better returns is not a complete comparison. Return of the money is as important as return on the money. We can't keep parking money for the long term all the time. So remember the 3 baskets. Just like Anupam Gupta shared while in conversation with Ashjin Doctor on the Habit Coach podcast. Money, happiness, freedom. So in our case, park some money to use during emergencies. Insure yourself, your health, your car, home, everything. Park some money for happiness. Happiness doesn't only come after 60. So have a provision for regular income. Micro, short, midterm. And then park some money for the actual money mansion that you dream about. The super long term where it grows exponentially. This IRRR series will continue in the next episode where I talk to you about the last element R. R for research. And don't worry, it won't be boring at all. We are gonna have some fun along with some meaningful learning. Till then, stay tuned for the next episode of A Sip of Finance. That's a wrap on this episode of SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at Priyanka U Acharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, अपने लिए अपनों के लिए.